Shane Ross is a 38-year-old who splits his time between Foxborough and Enfield, Nova Scotia, and has been in Nova Scotia on and off since 2002. He is a Centennial Secondary School grad and joins us on the phone. Shane, can you kind of explain the communities and the route that this whole thing took?
It started there in Portapique, and then it kind of went to Truro, which is about 5-10 minutes away from Portapique and like heading towards Halifax. And then it went from there to Shubenacadie, which is about halfway between Truro and Halifax, and then to Enfield, which is another 20 minutes further south, right beside the Halifax airport.
So by our understanding, he was going down this highway and killing people, some of them he knew and some of them were random?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like the one denturist that he shot, like he would have had to get off the highway, drive 10 minutes off the highway, and then drive back to the highway.
So you're close to Enfield?
Yeah.
And so from Enfield, where did he go after that?
That was it. They shot him at the gas station at Enfield.
Can you tell me when you first became aware of something serious going down?
Well, yesterday morning at about 7 o'clock when we got up, it was all over the news and all over Facebook and Instagram and everything else. And then, you know, the further that you dig into it, we sort of realized how serious it was and how serious it was becoming and that it was still kind of a developing situation.
What were you told as a resident in the area of where he was? Did the police say anything to the people of Enfield or residents in that area?
They didn't say anything specifically, but they had most of the major roads closed. There wasn't any alert that went out or anything like that, but the Nova Scotia RCMP was keeping updated on Facebook and Twitter. There weren't any, you know, necessarily shelter-in-place orders put in or anything, but they were doing their best to kind of keep everybody updated.
So as far as the experience that I've had with the East Coast is that they're some of the best human beings on the planet, did this kind of seem that if it can happen here, it can happen anywhere?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these towns, these are tiny towns, right? Like it would be the equivalent of this guy showing up in Rossmore and, you know, winding up killing 4 or 5 people in Rossmore. And then, I mean, Truro, which is where another one of the shootings happened, would be like the size of Tweed. So, I mean, it's one of these situations where in these sorts of towns, everybody literally knows everybody and there's no escaping it. You know, it's, if it can happen in those kinds of tiny little towns, it can happen anywhere because they're literally salt of the earth. Up in Portapique and those kinds of areas, they're all fishermen. You know, they're generational small town people.
When you kind of understood the scope of this, kind of what kind of settled into you?
It felt right off the bat a little bit surreal because you don't hear of these sorts of things happening in Canada. So when they started saying that, you know, this had happened, and then all of a sudden it started filtering out that the guy's driving a police cruiser and dressed as a cop. And they're giving updates as he was being seen, and I mean, apparently after, as he was committing these murders, driving down the highway towards us. You know, it gets a little bit unsettling because from what we understand, he was pulling people over as an officer, like impersonating an officer and just walking up to their car and shooting them. So, you know, it's very unsettling because the RCMP are everywhere around here. And it wouldn't be unusual to see them out on the road. So to think that, you know, the guy was sort of behaving in that manner is like very unsettling.
So these were some of the people that he killed he didn't know.
Yeah, apparently the majority of the people that he killed, he didn't know. They were random. Some of them appear to be people that he was associated with. Like one of them was another denturist. And in these small towns, it'd be very odd that they wouldn't know each other. But other than that, it does seem like quite a few of them were just random.